This is from a song which I think is called, Oh, You Need That Distraction. I'm bait of late due to my state. I'm not happy because ego desire is too great. It wants me to follow what it's hard to escape. But being aware is the first step I could take before I'm deep in a lie. Because it's a snake selling me a happy story. I realize it's fake and I become a slave to whatever it creates. I'm seeing it now. Oh wow, but where is blocking me from the truth stopping me? With images of naked women and memories of mockery. This is how it appears to get on top of me. It invades my space till I become its property. Because it's screaming, feed that demon, feed me. You're not good enough, you're too needy. Be my servant, sex will complete me. Be my servant, sex will complete me. Oh no, you need that distraction. Oh no, you need that distraction. Oh no, you need that distraction. But you only ever get a minute's satisfaction. Oh no, you need that distraction. Oh no, you need that distraction. Well, if I do that, well then it's back to misery, motivating my next action.
So this is a poem I've done here before. It's the first poem I think I did here, but it's about my mom who's actually here. So this is called Red Towel. When my mother was 9, she broke her arm jumping out of a tree, a red towel Superman, and her best friend would swear that for a second she actually flew, as if maybe she knew that with a brain and a heart like hers, she was going somewhere. Not that she had to go far, already living in Cambridge, but when she stepped onto that campus and shed her Boston accent like a wool jacket on a summer's day, she might as well have fought her way there across an ocean. When my mother was 19, she broke from her dream of graduating, when a night became 9 months, became her life, and a girlfriend became a mother, became a wife. But she raised my sister with all the strength and love a 20-something could muster, even if, at times, she resented the luster of college parties that did not, as it turned out, factor a toddler into their chaos. When I was in 9th grade, my mother broke my heart the night I saw her crying on our front porch head. She had bawled for the treatment that would make her hair fall out. And as I joined her in the December cold and wrapped my arms around her like the armor I wished I could be, I wanted to whisper, I know how brave you are. Because I know it was a broken path that brought her here. The baby sister who lost a brother. The college sophomore, suddenly a mother, but there was no way that she would let that smother her spirit because she is too strong. This red towel Superman, and this is her story. This is her song, so don't you dare try and stop her because she is going, going, gone. Woo!
Very much. I didn't bring anything new. I just brought the book. And I thought I might do something that I don't do so often. But which of the ones do I want to do? Right. This is something that I always call a ballad, even though it doesn't quite 100% follow the ballad performance, but it follows the storytelling of the ballad. So I'm going to try my best here. Practiced at the different roles that are in it. Wait to have a stand. Right. Down in the sunless sea, sails disappear behind the horizon, killing his hope for life. He holds his breath. Strength floats away with the waves. Powers of water and land fight a war. Whispering wind, the voice of earthly spirit, revives the small boy's will. Do not go down to sunless sea. There is no life, no light, yet only darkness, death's domain. The water god raises his powers, whispers enchantment into the boy's mind. Calm down, let go, don't fear, come home. The lucid beauty in my domain will give you life more than a spirit of the land. Come down, descend to light. Surrendering, the struggle of his arms exhausts. The boy gives up. Water drags him down. Earthly breath evaporates. Affected by deep silence, he sinks from combat down. Perceives no pain, no pressure as he goes. Now he feels beauty. Friendly waves surround him. Warmth and softness, loving friends, his enemies are gone. Inviting whisper of the familiar voice allures, and he accepts. Seaweeds caress him in welcome. Deep down beyond the unknown sea, a light waves red. He longs to reach what looks like home. Feels an ardent joy and sinks relieved into the open arms of Mother Anemone. Indulged in love, red lights appeal, he hears the voice, divinely powerful. There you are, my son, my hope. Down, fulfilled at length, your home, down in the light of the sea.
Next up, we have Eugene Crowley.
On Rurik, on Patsnane, three storshies, agus far in a lee, are o'er lor cement. Sidurica. Na Préchán Mór, na Bolag Mór, ag Frastalar. Cosúla Shostakovich. Scoop Fíkla in the Mór Lége. Ag an Isp Cénaun, an ag Sé Lifted. Lá na Ríhe. An Gardacar. An Dr. Rúsu. An Clown na Cíla. Sé Shoptan Íshtig, Dín Shema. Gan Skakely, Gan Wurdor, Gan Mass, Gan Liberty, Shin.
Next up we have Michael Ray.
How'd you follow that? The Last Pharaoh. Anyone who fucks her brothers before giving Julius and Mark Antony a run for their money is probably worth their weight in ass's milk. Pity the poor maids who laboured over 700 donkey udders every day to keep her skin completely wrinkle-free. Queen Bee from the pyramids, reincarnation of Isis, self-confessed lover of hieroglyphics. An Egyptian column lifter. She chose her death by charming with her patrician breasts a pair of venomous asps.